In Youngstown, New York, a little family says their final goodbyes before they begin a long journey to California.
Come on, everyone, load up. We got a goal waiting on us.
Jeremiah, is it necessary we go? I mean, you could go back to working at the bank. We don't have to open a hotel.
No, Rebecca, we must go. I can't go back to working in that bank. Besides, imagine the riches we could unveil.
If you say so.
With that, they begin the long, uncertain journey on the California Trail on the way towards Chicago, for they had to pick up Laura, daughter of William Swain.
Meanwhile, 2 weeks later in Chicago, Illinois, Laura Swan had just finished packing for her journey to California.
There. All ready to go. I think. Should I even be doing this? Is this going to help our family? Stop it. This is what Mom would have wanted me to do, and I want to make her proud. Plus, Father needs the money to expand our farm business.
Laura looks up at the sky and the heavens, wondering if her mother was listening right now.
She was so nervous to be traveling with unfamiliar people, but was very hopeful of gaining wealth in California for her family.
I will be taking off early next morning, Father. Good night and goodbye. I'll miss you.
Laura sighed as she set her bag down by the door, excited yet nervous to meet Rebecca and Jeremiah Williamson.
As Rebecca approached the home of her husband's business partner, she saw a young woman seated on the steps of the house. Laura looked up to see a small family of seven walking down the path towards their farm. She was greeted by a smile from whom she assumed was the mother of the children.
Miss Laura, I presume? Hello, I'm Rebecca Williamson. I'm so glad you will be joining us on a journey out west.
Laura felt a sense of belonging that she hadn't felt since her mother died.
I really appreciate you all taking me along. You didn't have to do this.
Nonsense. I have been working with your father for several years now. I shall return him a favor for all he has done for us by taking you with us to California.
And with that, they set out into the dawn of morning. 3 months later, they reached Fort Laramie, and their food supply was dwindling.
We must stop at the general store here and reload our supply. We're running on a minimum budget, and we're running low.
Jeremiah steps down from the wagon and enters the store. He returns to the wagon, a receipt in hand.
$10 for supplies that will last us a week? That's outrageous.
All that matters is the children won't go hungry now.
After Fort Laramie, it took them a total of 3 months to finish the journey, and finally, they arrived in California. After settling in the Cape Cod bar, Rebecca and Laura spot a job list, continuing with the salaries of each task. Would you look at that, Rebecca? We can make around $50 washing clothing and $30 for cooking.
That's wonderful. I sure hope Jeremiah will make just as much in the mines.
I'll only make an ounce, Rebecca. This is crazy. Only an ounce for working in the mines all day.
What is an ounce?
$16 a day.
As they begin to adjust to camp life, Jeremiah panned $92 worth of gold. Jeremiah burst through the door to tell his family the news.
Rebecca, gather the children at once. I have great news to tell you.
Rebecca calls her children from their activities.
Kate, Maxwell, Keith, Andrew, Laura, Father has exciting news to share with us.
As the children enter through the door, Rebecca walks over to baby Alice's cradle in the corner. As she looks down adoringly at the child, and the baby giggles as her mother picks her up and holds her gently in her arms.
Today, I struck gold. I made $92.
Everyone was joyous for their accomplishment.
Oh, life could never get better.
Sadly, it did not. A month later, Alice begins to get sick, but Rebecca simply thinks it's a cold.
Poor child, crying constantly with that horrible cough. I hope she gets better soon. Alice's illness continues to get worse. 2 weeks later, the coughing silences, and Alice passes away in the night. The family mourns the loss of the beloved child. The gold steadily decreases in amount until they are only mining around $5 a day.
Laura begins to very much miss her father and siblings. She decides to send a letter to them saying she would be making her way home very soon. Throughout her journey and stay in California, she was able to accommodate $1,400. While this isn't the amount she was expecting, she was very thankful for what she had.
Rebecca, do you think we can go back home?
Ever since my dear Alice's death, I've considered returning home. I think it's time.
I understand completely. I long to be home again. I want you to take this money. I couldn't thank you enough for what you have done for me, for treating me like your own child, for feeding me and buying my clothing. I couldn't thank you enough.
Not a problem at all, Laura. We love being able to help you and be there for you on this journey and stay in California. You will always remember this journey, and now you remember us.